Boulders, the runner in scoring position. No balls and two strikes. Castillo holds third base side as he looks in. Okay's the side and now at his waist. Looks at second. Now at first to the 0-2. Swung on it, lined and caught at short by Michael Gonzalez. Up the ladder and brings it in for out number three here in the third to end the threat for Rockland. Gonzalez was over 400 going into the last game of that series at Wichita. They swept a two-game set their last time on the road from the Wingnuts. Here's a line drive, third baseline. That's a fair ball. And it's down for a hit for Gonzalez. He'll keep it at a single. A two-out knock, and Gonzalez is two for two as he sprays it to the left side against the left-handed hurler, former major leaguer Pedro Hernandez. Another beautiful night for baseball in Southwest Missouri. It's by far been the best weather week of the season this week on this homestand against Rockland and St. Paul. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Montañez, skied toward right. That ball hit well, backs up Solorzano. He's in front of the warning track, out in front of the scoreboard, two hands up, and collects it again for out number three. And Montañez sets down St. Paul in order here in the first. First and third, Joplin. Singles by Luna and Glasser. Sack bunt in between for Solorzano. And Mesa is now ready at the dish. Wiggles the bat behind his right ear, and the 2-2 on the way from Hernandez. Swing it, a looper up the middle, and in the center. Base hit, birthday boy Mesa. 1-0 Joplin as Luna scores from third here in the bottom of the fifth to break the gridlock at the Joe with St. Paul. Montañez in line for the victory. Pedro Hernandez could take the loss tonight for St. Paul. Crowd alive in the ninth at Abreu. The 2-2 break even. Swing and a miss. He strikes out the side to close out the game in the ninth.